Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Summers is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a new friend. He's joining us all the way from the islands, from Hawaii, and he's a big dude. As Ron Burgundy said, he's a pretty important guy around here. He is the recognized expert marketing, the host of the recognized expert marketing show, which he did for a number of years. He's the owner of Essential Marketing Systems. He's developed the 5-star review system. Starting to get the picture, folks. This guy's got a lot of credentials, and we're going to talk about something really important to your small business, whether you know it or not. Bob Summers, welcome to the show.
Well, aloha from Maui, Jim, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of our day. Now, you're a recognized expert marketing show. Tell us about that.
Well, years ago, I was, prior to doing that, we had a customer service training company,
And
it grew pretty fast, and I realized, well, I'd love to learn how to position myself as the expert in my field, and the best way to do that was to interview people who had done that. So
right.
We had a show that was similar to yours, about 20 minutes long, and it was all about how to position yourself
on the radio.
In your field. Well, it was strictly internet-based.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, you did it for a long time, and it helped you get your message out. So congratulations on that. You know, I was asking the audience, as I do quite frequently, are you using Google Alerts to get to find out what people are saying about you?
And, Holy cow!
Isn't that like the first thing people ought to be doing with regard to reviews?
Jim, absolutely. There's two big things people need to do. One is check out alerts. It's a very passive way to see what people are saying about you. Now, there's a much, much better thing to do, and that is to actively participate in gathering reviews from your happy customers.
Right.
And most people never do that. And the problem is, if you leave it to chance and you just wait and see what happens, and Google Alerts, by the way, is awesome, but if you just wait and see what comes in, what you're going to discover is it is completely lopsided towards the people who had an unhappy experience.
The indignant people are more motivated than the happy people, aren't they?
Well, are you and I speaking from experience?
Yes.
We could be.
Yeah.
Right, that is absolutely right.
Well, the old saying, if I'm happy, I'll tell someone. If I'm unhappy, I'll tell 10 someones.
There you go. Yeah. That's how it works.
But with the internet, and now that you've got UGC, user-generated content, which I know you talk about all the time, now that you got that kind of stuff going on, I don't tell one person, I tell a million people.
Right. And think about this with reviews. Because when I hear you talk, I listened to your speech, by the way, at the Rockford Chamber. It was awesome.
Thank you.
And you talked about being irrelevant and invisible. And, you know, if you do not have reviews, customer reviews on Google, Yelp, Yahoo, all the places where people review you, you're not only invisible, but you're irrelevant.
Yeah.
You're no longer relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the business that has the most reviews, the best reviews, the most frequent reviews. They literally, Jim, are getting all of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter where on that page they're located, if they're optimized for the top or if they're at the bottom, people go straight to the best service provider, and it is strictly based on what other people say about
And them. Sometimes people, I know I myself, Bob, if I look, if there are reviews, if I'm buying a product and there are reviews on the product, sometimes I read them and sometimes I just count them. You know what I mean?
That's
sometimes,
right.
Sometimes I say, okay, there are 5 good ones and 1 bad one. I'm going with the good one, you know, or if it's the opposite, you know, that tells me something. So tell the audience, what you know, just in case somebody hasn't figured it out yet, what is an online review?
Well, there's a difference between a review and a testimonial. Let me cover that with you. What we're identifying and defining as online review, that is when a customer goes to sites like Google, Yelp, Kudzu, if you're in Atlanta, CitySearch, Yahoo. There's yellowpages.com. There are tons of places where people can go and leave an online review. So a review, there's a couple of rules about those. You generally have to have a username and password so that the review site sees that you are a legitimate,
right,
honest-to-goodness human being leaving a review.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the coin, there's...
That sort of keeps the competitors from messing with you.
Yeah, and you know, in the past, Jim, there was a lot of that going on, and it was very unfortunate.
Right.
Bad form, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the quest is, it's genuine customer reviews. And the goal is to get your happy customers to review you and to have the opportunity to deal with the unhappy customers before they vent on the internet. That's just as important.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. The reviews are sort of, unsolicited, and testimonials are solicited.
Well, you know, the thing is, they can both be solicited, and what happens is when you look at an online review on, let's just use Google, or Yahoo as an example, or Yelp, they can certainly be solicited. You can ask your customers to review you. Now, according to the Federal Trade Commission, you cannot give a customer something in return for writing a review.
Right.
That's bad form, too. You know,
right,
you're manipulating and buying
right
it. But if you can ask people and they can do it on their own. Now, the thing with reviews is if a review goes up on Google, you cannot copy it, paste it, or share it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if a customer writes you directly a testimonial, you can share that on your Facebook account, on your website. So you want both. You primarily want what are called unbiased reviews up on
the
review site. And testimonials we definitely see as biased. And when people go to your website and they see those, they fully understand you're picking
but
the
you
cream
know
of the
what,
crop.
But you know what? Testimonials work, don't they?
Oh, of course they do.
Work,
oh, my goodness.
They work great. I want to
yep
one thing I want to stick in here, folks. If someone compliments you in your business, Bob, I've been saying for a long time, in the old days when someone says, boy, that was a wonderful meal, or your people just did a great job for us yesterday or whatever, in the old days you just said thank you. Now you need to tell them what, Bob? What should you ask them to do?
There you go. Boy, what a leading question, Jim. I like how you're doing this. You're going to ask them to go to the internet and leave you a great review,
please,
of course.
That was awfully
absolutely
nice of you to say that. But would you do me a favor, and it would really help out other people, I hope you don't mind me asking, would you mind saying what you just said on Yelp or go to our
exactly
website? We've got a comment section there. Isn't that how you do it?
Absolutely. And, Jim, if I can give your audience a tip here, I'd like to do it.
Quickly.
We have found when people use our five-star review system, if they don't use it properly, they can get less than 10%. But if they do it properly, they can get over 80% of the people leaving reviews.
Wow.
And it sounds like we got a break and we come back. If you don't mind,
you know,
I'll tell you exactly
works
how to
Bob
do that.
Bob Summers, folks, fivestarreviewsystem.com. That's how you find out about what Bob was just talking about. He knows his stuff. He's an expert. Bob Summers and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.